chapter 1, Hebrews chapter 1. Boy, that's right what he said. Sometimes we can't see it, but it's there. It's there. Well, I'm thanking the Lord this morning for the good word of God, his blessings. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. I'm amazed this morning of God just being merciful, and just what we have in Jesus, and the better we have in Him than what they had in the religion, what they had in the Judaism. And Jesus Christ is better. And He said here in verse 4, He said, it's so much better. Notice that, being so much better than the angels. And Jesus is so much better this morning in the Hebrews. Thank God He's writing the Hebrews. And they were so steeped in their religion. They were so steeped in their belief. But they did not, my friend, know the truth. For it's coming to the truth. They let religion stumble them. They let the past of Mosaic law stumble them. And what the problem is in this day, if we're going to make a modern day application, is men just don't want to come to the truth. I know that for 400 years in the from the book of Malachi to Matthew, that we don't see no prophet speaking, far as we know. But thank God, after them 400 years, they came a man by the name of John. Thank God, as a forerunner of Christ, to proclaim the message, the Lamb of God. And when the Lamb of God came on the scene, thank God, they received Him not. They didn't want Him. Amen. The Hebrews today don't want Him. It's because their eyes are blinded. God's blinded their eyes because of their rejection. But not only that, thank God that the Word of God would be preached to the Gentiles, that they could see the light and be saved. You see, we have no problem this morning, thank God, with the past religion like the Jews have. Amen. Even though some of us was religious, some of us was raised in religion, my friend, they did not. We did not have the religion they had. The covenant was gave to them. The promise was gave to them. Amen. Them things that they had contained within the old law of Moses was given to these people, and they still would not come to the one that Moses spake about. Amen. They, my friend, rebelled, and now they start to see God's preaching to them. He said in the time past, God spake to the by prophets. Hey, God gave the word in piecemeal. God gave the word in visions and dreams and in prophets. But now, thank God, in these last days, have spoken to us through His Son. And through Christ, we have life. We got something better than what they had. I'm glad I didn't live under the Mosaic law and had to do what it said, because I couldn't do it. No man could do it. But it took Christ to come, born through a virgin's womb. And brother, he had to live. Thank God he did live it. He kept the law. He fulfilled the law. Amen. As God said. But brother, he didn't come just to do that. He came God. I want to thank God this morning for a better covenant. Amen. I don't live in the past. There's so many people in the Baptist church, I don't know if I could even preach it out of some people of how legalistic they are toward the law and how legalistic they are to thinking that they are so self-righteous to the fact that they are so blinded by their own righteousness, which is self-righteousness, which Paul said was dung. It didn't prosper. It didn't make it. Amen. The righteousness of Christ produces the life of Christ. It produces how He lived. It don't produce a law, my friend, that's been nailed up to some wall somewhere. Amen. Brother, he nailed the, thank God, the handwriting to the cross. Them ordinances and all them things. Oh, no, the commands of God still stand still and stand true. But the thing of that, it all comes under two. Love God, love your neighbor as yourself. Every command of God comes under them two that everything hangs on. And what I'm saying is, when a man's saved, it produces the life of Christ. Amen. It produces his righteousness. It's imputed to us, therefore we walk therein. He said, He that's born of God doeth righteous. And therefore that's a truth of evident token that a man's been saved because of what he does. Not because he does it, because God does it through him. And therefore, because of these days, men, God said, in times past they spake by prophets. That's the voice of God. That's what they had. Amen. They come by here and hear by the word of God. How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach it shall they be sin? And it took the preaching of the word of God. Hey, God, to bring forth salvation in the heart of lost humanity. And therefore, that's why we have Christ. Hey, God, He's the only word, the living word. Hey, God, that mankind can believe in. Amen. Thank God, nobody else can save you this morning. He said here He was the express image. In other words, when you've seen Him, you've seen the Father. He was the reflection of God. If you want to know what somebody said, I like, know what God's like. Look at Jesus. Everything about Jesus, because He was God in flesh. Amen. He was God manifest in the flesh. What He did, what God did. Amen. He said, I am the Father of one. I come to do Thy will, O God. Everything about us better. Amen. Nothing, my friends, less than that. Thank God, everything's better in Christ. Amen. And there's nothing compared to Him. Everything surrounds Him. And we live in a covenant time. Thank God, it's by and through Him. And it's a better covenant. Thank God, it's not the blood of goats and cows, but by the blood of the Son of God. And it's not what we do, it's what He did. Thank God, friend, it ain't do and live. Thank God, it's believe and live. If you can believe this story, thank God, you can live this morning. Amen. That's right. Praise God. That's a blessing, ain't it? Amen. You know what? You got to do that business with God. That's up between you and God. Amen. You can't save somebody. You can't believe for them. It's something they've got to deal with between them and God. Amen. However long it takes you, it's a revelation. It's understanding. It's God making it known through the word that He preaches, through that man of God, through that preacher of the gospel, that God does use in the hearts of people that hear the gospel, that preacher has the anointing of God upon him. Amen. And I say thanks be unto God this morning. For the witness of God, the effectual works of God, that God takes His truth and shows these people, and therefore they wouldn't trust in, thank God, in a man that trusted in Christ, who was a man, but God is same. And the Bible said He came to us. Amen. We couldn't get to Him, but He came to us. Thank God, you couldn't get to Him, but He came to you. Amen. He came where you was at. Thank God, really don't take Him a long time to do it. Yes, takes us a long time to get a hold of it. Amen. That's right. Amen. Jonathan said this the other night, God's been dealing with him a while. Well, that while became to that consummation. That while came to that place that he had to make a move to God. And that's what he did. And that's the way God does it. God does it different in every person. But it's the same God, the same gospel, and the same salvation. And the thing of it is, it's where your heart is. It's what God has to do to bring your heart there. Amen. God has to do that. It's amazing this morning. How can a man sit in religion all his life, my friend, and never know nothing about Christ? And never know nothing about salvation? And never know nothing about the truth? And all they got to head knowledge. They don't have no act of God in their heart. Thank God, a new birth. Thank God, God living in that man. And when God lives in that man lives for God. Amen. That's right. It's a better covenant. It's a better name. There's no name like the name of Jesus. There's no better name than the name of Jesus. He said, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Every tongue confess that He's Lord in the glory of God the Father. Everything about Him's good. Amen. He come to save sinners. You know what the name says? The name's a representation of who He is. That's why He said He's got a better name than an angel. Amen. Hey, God, His name's above every name. At the name of Christ. There's neither salvation any other, for none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. And so when I see this, I see such a great truth here that in time past, God's telling the Hebrews that God spake you by prophets. He used prophets. Thank God, them men that wrote the word, them men that proclaimed the word, that God set them up to be a voice, His voice, to a nation of people. Amen. And I say a nation of people. Amen. That nation, Old Testament, was Israel, that God set them prophets to. Amen. And brethren, I'm telling you, thank God, God's always had a voice, and He always will have a voice. Thank God, and that voice is who God chose. Amen. That's right. He chose His Son. Listen to me. He's the chosen one of God. He's the chosen one of God. He was chosen before the world began. He was a lamb slain before the world began. That in the mind of a God that sits on the throne. And you know what? When it says at the right hand of God, that means the authority that He has. That means the superiority that He has. Angels couldn't do that. Angels couldn't redeem me. Angels, they can't even sing the redemption story. I don't know how true it is when we see angels sing in heaven except they making much of Christ. They could not sing redemption story. They could not sing about being redeemed. Redeemed and bought by blood. They never have been bought by blood. Amen. They're created beings by God to praise Him. Hey, created beings by God to be ministers. Amen. But they never have been washed in the blood of Christ. And therefore they can't sing it. Amen.
That's right.
Angel can't sing redemption song. They never have been saved. That's right. But what a good God. And give us Christ. He said, He's spoken us to by His Son, who's the expressed image of God, the brightness of God, the glory of God, the Shekinah glory of God that shined in the Holy of Holies in the Old Testament. Thank God, on that day He transfigured Himself before Peter, James, and John, and Elijah, and Moses on the Mount. He was only showing them the glory and showing them brightness to come. And what man, thank God, could see was Him, thank God, shining as the Son, friend. And praise God, they seen that. They seen Him in His glory. Thank God, they hid their faces. They said, it's good for us to be here. Thank God that it was to hear Him. Thank God, everything was about Him. Thank God, everything's about Him today. Amen. I tell you, everything's about Him.
Amen.
You don't, if the church not built on Him, it's not a church. Church don't have a foundation in Christ, it's not a church. Amen. What Paul says, I preach Christ and Him crucified. That's one thing I know. I've learned that. And he said, as you may learn Him. You learn of me, Jesus said. Notice what he said. Every man that's been taught and learned of God cometh to me. Amen. It's the Holy Ghost teaching a man these things. Amen. It's God that does it. It's God that shows Himself. That's why He signed to God. Amen. That's why He could touch lepers and be cleansed in a moment.
That's why he could speak in the dead raised. Thank God. That's why he could open the eyes of a blind man. That's why he, thank God. Thank God could save sinners. That's why who had power to forgive sin? Jesus has power to forgive sin. Thank God. He has power to cleanse you. Thank God. I'll mention a few things that I'm true. I want to say, first of all, thank God, salvation's better than guilt. Amen. It's just a whole lot better to get under the blood and have freedom and no condemnation. Thank God, than to live in guilt. You don't have to live in guilt. You don't have to live like that. Thank God, you can live in freedom. Amen. That's right. Remember the woman they threw down the temple there? Pharisees bring her thrown down the temple. Jesus early in the morning teaching the temple. They bring the man. They didn't bring the man. It was the law said the adulterer and adulteress would be stoned. And they kept asking him, what about this woman that's committing the very act of adultery? Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground of the temple. It might have been dusty, I don't know, but it was identified what he was writing. Thank God, what did Jesus write? Can I tell you what I think he wrote? I think he wrote their sin. I think he wrote the law of God to them. I think he let them know, thank God, that he knew what this was talking about. Yeah. And brother, he knew, praise God, that what they was doing was trying to set him up. He knew the intention of their hearts. He knew the reason by it. Daniel, listen. Thank God, Jesus knew who they were and what why he threw that woman down in the temple for. Amen. That's right. Amen. Was this woman a prostitute? Well, it looks like she was. Maybe. I don't know. She was an adulteress. Amen. Jesus said to them that he that is without sin, you be the first one to cast a stone. You be the first one to cast a stone. If you're without sin this morning, throw the stone on her. Stone her! Kill her! If you're without sin. And he stooped down the road again, and by the conscience of conviction, they all left and let that woman stand there alone. Listen to this. It wasn't just their age that they left. I believe it was their position. I believe it could have been and might have been the Sanhedrin court, which would have been some of the highest law-keeping Pharisees in that day that threw that woman down because they hated Christ. It wasn't that they was wanting that woman judged. It was because they hated Christ and they were trying to get him. And I tell you, Jesus said, where art thou accusers? Who condemns thee? And they got the woman said, no man, Lord. And he said, neither I condemn thee. God, sin no more. Thank God, she got lifted from guilt. Amen. Praise God. Every sin you ever did, every howling, crippling voice of sin that you ever committed in your life. Amen. There's sins you've committed that nobody knows about but you. There's sins I've committed that only I know about. That condemns me today. Apart from the blood, apart from grace, apart from the condemnation that's been lifted off me. Thank God through Christ. I'm telling you, brother, thank God it's been lifted. There are some things, I say this in true humility. There are some things that God tells me in a church that God don't tell nobody else. That don't mean God's respecter of persons. On Tuesday night when Brother Bright was preaching, I knew in my heart somebody needed God. You say, preacher, everybody needs God and they don't have them. Hey, I'm not talking that kind of way. I'm talking about a specific set in of God on somebody personal within a body of people that's gathered together. On Wednesday night when Brother Shank preached, I felt it again. I felt it all day. I went home that night and slept with it, got up with it, walked with it, came back with it. Amen. And when I sat down and he spoke, I told him that night, I said, I don't know which one's going to preach first. I told Brother Shank I'd probably preach it second. When I got up here, the Holy Ghost said, put him up. Amen. Put him up. Hey, did. Thank God the word was preached. Holy Ghost was faithful. Amen. And got a hold of Jonathan. Amen. And got born again. What you saying, preacher? There's a time for your gift to be delivered. There's a time for your condemnation to be taken away. There's a time, brother. Thank God that you don't have it on you no more. Amen. You might travel with it a while. But I'm telling you, God has to come. Thank God the realization of it. Amen. Right. Holy Ghost only one to do that. He's only one to do it. My preaching ain't a preacher living that can bring you to that place. God uses a preacher to bring you to that place. But Holy Ghost got to bring you to that place. Holy Ghost ever brought you to that place. It's like this. Can I use it like this? It's like a weight of condemnations on your head. And your next step could be to hell. And that's how you feel. That's how you feel. You feel like it. That's where you at. Because of the load of sin. Amen. Because of the load of sin on you. Therefore, you have to come to Christ to be delivered from that and be made free by grace through faith in Christ. You don't understand that till it happens. Amen. Somebody said believe. Thank God that's right. But they don't know how to believe. Unless God gives them faith to believe. Now, I'm going to tell you where salvation's key is. You listen to me, and I'm preaching what's coming to me. Salvation's key when you submit to that pull. That's the key. It ain't what you say to him. It's what your heart says to him. You only say from your lips what you're saying. Your heart's crying. That's right. Thank God, God be merciful, a sinner. That's what his heart cried for ever come out of his lips. It's what your heart breaks toward God and submits to Him in Christ, in righteousness, in the new birth. That's why Christ came. He came to save you. Now, whether you get saved or not, that's between you and God. But I'll tell you what, some of you need to be saved. Some of you need to get in. Some of you need to get in. God help you. You say, how do you know that, preacher? He told me that. Religion's a terrible thing. Amen. Religion's terrible. All it does is hold you. It holds you under false security. It holds you under a hope that's not true. It holds you to a place that you never can get out of unless you get honest with God. That's right. You say, preacher, what about doubt? Well, you can doubt. But I'll say this. The Holy Ghost will always give you peace when you go through a period of that. You say, why does people doubt, preacher? Because they don't have that peace. That's right. Amen. John the Baptist doubted in the prison. He said, is this Christ or we look for another? Amen. I'm not cutting the word of God. It is what it is.
Amen.
Amen. I've been through things like that before. That's my personality. But I know, thank God, what's in me this morning. I know what took place over 30 years ago that transformed my life. It made me a new creature that gave me hope and power in my own being. Thank God to walk in life and be faithful to Him and love Jesus. And I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost rejoices in the individual that has Christ. Amen. I won't say this to you and I'm through. If you can't rejoice in Jesus, you don't have it. If you don't rejoice in Jesus, you don't have it.
Amen.
If all you got is church anarchy and social lives and going through the motions, you ain't got much. Amen. I love you. I don't say that belittling you. I'm just saying. I don't have man. I don't have man's salvation. You know that old man of God told me I had to be born again. Do you know I didn't know how to get born again until I got born again? And I want to tell you this too. Wasn't nobody around when I got saved, me and God. I didn't have nobody there trying to read the Romans Road or repeat a prayer. I didn't know God done it. I would just say that. I didn't know that God done it. When God done it in me, Brother Danny, thank God I said something's happened to me. Amen, buddy. I'm telling you, brother. Thank God there was extreme joy in me. And I know peace comes before joy. And I'm telling you, joy came awful fast. Amen. Joy come to you, buddy.
Yeah.
Amen. People that ain't never joyed in God, I wonder where the Holy Ghost is. Because there's got to be some joy, thank God, in your soul when you get born again. Amen. There'll be an experience of God. You'll love the brother. You'll have to get people to beg you to assemble with them.
Yeah. Amen.
Right. You'll love the brother. Amen. Jesus Christ is greater than the angels. He's better, thank God, than any angel, any law given Moses. Amen. He's better than any of them. That's right. And the book of Hebrews is trying to tell them people that. They just wouldn't grab hold of it, a lot of them. They still wanted to do the same old circumcision and everything else. Go back to that cutting and all that mess. God cut your heart, not your flesh.
Right.
Amen. He cut my heart that day. Amen. Why are you so emotional? Because my heart been cut.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank God by the Holy Ghost. You got to be pricked in the heart. When they heard this, they said, pricked in the heart.
Yeah.
Men and brethren, what shall we do? Believe on Christ? Repent? You got to repent.
Yeah.
What was that repentance on the Jews in Acts 2? If you're going to change your mind who you say this man is, he's the Messiah. You crucified him with your wicked hands, foreknowledge of God.
Yeah.
They that gladly received the word was baptized. Who was the word? Christ.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yes, right.
Amen. You'll have to accept what he gives you. Amen. What a great God. What a good covenant. Amen. You know how you know you're in when you're in? You say, how do I know I'm in this covenant? When you get under the blood. Amen. That's right. Thank God this good brother here. Amen. He got in. He's in the covenant. Can't be broken. Amen. That's right. It can't be broken. Praise God. I wish he's here. I'd hug him. Amen. Thank God. I just wonder if you're in this morning. You ever had a true experience with God? Amen. Let's stand this morning. Appreciate you hearing me.